Welcome, 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 everyone, to Whiplash Talk on BBS Radio and TV. I am Sunshine, and I am so excited to be back with you this week. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Thank you, BBS Radio and TV. I am so excited to be a part of your team. You guys are making such a difference in the world, and I encourage everyone to support them. Reach out and support your favorite shows. Not asking you specifically to support mine. I'm just saying reach out and support BBS Radio because they are truly out there on the front lines taking the hits because they are the salmon swimming upstream while all the other stations are swimming downstream. So thank you, BBS Radio. Love you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on Whiplash Talk. Again, this is Sunshine. I do want to thank everyone for your understanding of my not being able to join on the show live last week. There were some last-minute changes in my life that caused me to travel during the time that I was to be on our live show. I sure missed everyone, and I was hoping that the show that we played was right for the people that were listening. So even if it's not live, it still has empowered word, and I'm just thankful for BBS Radio for getting that out there for you guys. As you know, we started Whiplash Talk because of my journey through ascension and my favorite saying that it's like swimming through mud, trying to make my way through this thick clay mud on my way to ascension. And it's kind of like, oh my goodness. Okay, left stroke, right stroke. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update before we get into the show and get more into the meats and potatoes of everything that I wanted to talk about and give you a little bit of a Bill update. Bill, as you guys know, passed away on March 30th of this year. My mother passed away on January of 2023. And I'm doing better. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I have good days. I have tough days. I had somebody ask me just yesterday, is it getting easier? And I said, no, it's not getting easier. It's getting softer. And I had to explain a little bit, but then they understood what I was saying. I don't think it's ever going to get easier because it still hurts. It still hurts, but it's not the take the breath out of your lungs, you can't breathe pain. The sharpness is softer. So that's what I'm trying to say is it's not easier. It's just softer. It's a little less of a pain. The pain's just softer. So I still feel a bit stagnant in my swimming through the mud Olympic challenge on my way to ascension, but I will not give up. I wish I could wiggle my nose or flip my ponytail and, you know who I truly am and step into my, powers that bring forth freedom and enlightenment to humanity. But until that happens, Whiplash Talk is still going to continue to focus on my path to ascension. And then what's going on in the world and where the focus is and the swirling chaos that basically kind of surrounds all the people that are, you know, our BBS listening radio audience. We've got a wide variety of shows and topics on, but they all tend to be wanting to better humanity in their own way. And so for those that are a bit weary of the challenges we are facing in the world and the timing may not be on your schedule, I believe the following may help you refocus and remember, you know, we are truly in exciting times. Don't get lost, I guess, in all of the rhetoric that both sides are flinging around. It's frustrating and it's a little disheartening sometimes, but you have to realize that we are kind of in a war. Not kind of, we are in a war. And it's a knockdown, drag-out war. And so both sides are not going to tell the truth because they're trying to throw the other side off. So there might be double negatives going on out there. And you may wonder, why did Why did a particular political figure just say something about a whisker, and then another political figure is laughing hysterically about people's pets being devoured? And, you know, it's just, it's controlled chaos right now, guys. It's like the swirling chaos that is around us. And we as spiritual beings, we as people that are working towards our enlightenment and towards our ascension process, do need to realize that there are going to be things that possibly we don't want to put our energy focus on. Those that have listened to me for a little while know that I have a saying that says energy flows where attention goes. And so if we focus our attention on how frustrating and how mad we are about the presidential debate, or about how someone reacts or responds to an interview, or different things that are going on in different cities and how it's being reported, then you're focusing your energy towards, your energy's flowing where your attention is. And so as hard as it is, sometimes you just have to turn things off. I did not listen to the presidential debate. I am going internal. I am going inside. Who am I voting for? I know who I'm voting for. I know who is whom I'm being led to vote for. Let me put it that way. So, for those, like I said, that are a bit weary, I got this. It's kind of interesting. I believe the following may help you refocus. Let me put it that way. And just remember that we really truly are in exciting times, and don't get lost in the rhetoric. It's flinging around on both sides. And so I got this from Sarge at Icons 2020 on Rumble. I'm not endorsing him. I'm not saying he's the end all be all. If you listen to him, fabulous. If you don't, fabulous. You be you, boo. You do your thing. But this really, it spoke to me, because some of us, you know, get focused on, okay, we need to grow our vegetables, we need to can, we need to put things up, things may get tough, you know, we need to put things away, you know, we need to do some things. And it spoke to me, it just brought me peace, because it refocused my energy, is what I'm trying to say. So it says, we are not approaching the end of the world. We are approaching the end of slavery, the end of politics, the end of deceit, the end of illusion. So maybe just make that little shift. Maybe make that little, you know, jump over to the other side of the line and look at it from, okay, the world is not ending. It's not going to come to an end, and we're all going to be at this vast nothingness going, oh, now what do I do? Right? But even if we did, know who you are, and know that source in you is like, sweet, I'll just set up shop here. I'll just do my homestead here in the vast nothingness, and I'll take this corner of the universe. That is the attitude, I believe, that Q is trying to get to us. He's always said, if there's nothing behind us, we're only looking forward. And even if you did get launched into something to where you're like, okay, I am in the great unknown, it's okay. That's okay, because source in you knows the great unknown. So we are not approaching the end of the world. We are approaching the end of slavery, the end of politics, the end of deceit, and the end of illusion. And to that I say, sweet, I'll take it. So we've talked about how I joined a group of ladies that Lucia Nicola Evans put together, and it's called Living an Empowered Life, and I'm in that group. And of course, we don't talk about the internal stuff that we have on that group, But next week's assignment I thought was really good. And they're all good, don't get me wrong, but it's called The Courage to Show Up and Speak. Right now, the way the politics are swirling around, and I'm team this or I'm team that, or, you know, the government is evil, and that goes for the, you know, local, county, state, federal, you know, every whatever. If you're in Alaska, the boroughs, you know, whatever. If you're in another country, everything that has to do with government or regulating your life, some people are so far in the ditch that they believe the people that are working there are the evil. And most of the people, most of the worker bees are not the ones that are truly the decision makers that are possibly being controlled by deep state entities. So I thought, this is pretty good. So let's just focus on this, the courage to show up and speak up. So sometimes we're afraid to speak up when things are going on and your friends are talking about one thing and you're a little reserved. You're not sure you want to put your dirty laundry out there or put yourself out there. That's a better way to put it. You're not sure you want to put yourself out there. And so the first exercise was finish the sentence. And I always love these because sometimes they're fun to make funny comments too, just because I'm humorous and I like funny things. But the first one was, when I show up fully, I feel blank. So fill in the blank for yourself. When I show up fully, I feel blank. Some people may say, I feel exposed. I feel naked in front of the crowd. I feel nauseous. Some people may say, I feel grounded. I feel centered. I feel focused. You may have other words. What are your words? When you show up fully, living an empowered life, when you show up fully, how do you feel? The next finish the sentence was, what stops me from fully showing up is fear, doubt, unbelief, busyness, distractions. Mine was this, I'll be honest, mine was this, the busyness and distractions of the matrix life. Sometimes the matrix life on the hamster wheel is squeaking louder than my quiet life, than my centered life, than my grounded life. So what stops you? What stops you from fully showing up is, what stops me from fully showing up is. The next one is, speaking up for me is blank. Speaking up for me is blank. So what comes to your mind? What's the popcorn answer, the quick answer? Speaking up for me is comfortable, uncomfortable. Speaking up for me is right. Speaking up for me is my boss's place. Who are you giving power to? Yourself? To someone else? My answers were, speaking up for me is right, appropriate, and empowering. Always try to go with your first answers, okay? And the next one is, what I know works for me is when ... This one was very easy for me to answer. Not the greatest answer, but it was really easy for me to answer. What I know works for me is when I give the first part of my day to myself, getting focused and prepared for the day ahead. If I don't get that first part of the day for me, I'm always chasing my tail centered and spiritually, if that makes sense. So if I don't get centered and grounded and focused and prepared for my day, I'm always chasing my tail. Now, I still may have the swirling chaos at work, but I'm still more grounded and I'm still more centered if I take care of me and get me centered before I hit the chaos. The next one was, I will celebrate myself when I show up by dot, dot, dot. I will celebrate myself when I show up by dot, dot, dot. How are you going to celebrate yourself? Do you take yourself on a date to the beach and find a quiet place and take a chair or a towel and your favorite book and your favorite beverage and take some time to read and enjoy the smell of the ocean and the birds and the waves? Or maybe you live in an urban place, and maybe you like urban settings to where you go to an urban park and you hear children playing and you know, trains going by and buses going by and the honking of the horns. And maybe that's your happy place. The smells of the city, you know, the Chinatown aromas for the meals and the happy vendors that are outside selling their wares. What is your happy place? How would you celebrate yourself? My answer, just to give you ideas, if it'll help prime the pump, I will celebrate myself when I show up by loving myself and speaking words of encouragement, taking myself on a date. So my dates would be maybe even in my backyard, just getting myself to where I don't have, you know, my chores to do around the house, or, you know, pulling weeds in flower beds or anything like that. It might just be taking time in a quiet place inside my house or outside on a patio and just enjoying the hummingbirds or the critters that visit my backyard, the dragonflies, things like that. That would be taking myself on a date. Maybe making my favorite beverage inside the house and going out and just enjoying that and just listening to the wind chimes and the birds and all of that. The sentence was, fear arises when. Fear arises when dot, dot, dot. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? I used to be very involved in music whenever I was in high school and grade school, junior high, high school, and then a little bit in college. And I was actually pretty good. You know, I played an instrument and made all state and all region on that instrument. So I was fairly good. So fear would arise because if I didn't practice enough, then I wasn't prepared. So for me, fear arises when I'm not fully prepared. I'm not confident in the I am not confident in the intelligence I have on a particular subject that I may be speaking on or that I'm asked to speak on. Maybe I don't trust myself, and then I become afraid of failure, and that in itself is caring about what others think of you, which it's just this snowball. It picks up momentum and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then doubt creeps in, and then that is based in fear. And that is not anything that has to do with our nature, with source. And so fear arises for me when I'm not fully prepared or I'm not confident in like the intelligence that I have on a subject that I may be speaking on or teaching on or working through. So I have one of the readings that we got through this session that we're in was from Osho, and it's the book Courage, The Joy of Living Dangerously. And there was an excerpt that Lucia gave us that was really worth sharing again. And it says, it's the book Courage, The Joy of Living Dangerously. And this little excerpt is called The Way of Trust. So if you want to just close your eyes, if you can. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But just listen to the words, listen to the wisdom of Osho. And for those of you that have listened to Q and Asha and Mermaid and others, you know that Q was Osho. And these words have much wisdom. It's called the way of trust. Trust is the greatest intelligence. Why don't people trust? Because they don't trust their intelligence. They are afraid. They are afraid that they may be cheated. They are afraid. That's why they doubt. Doubt is out of fear. Doubt is out of a kind of insecurity in your own intelligence. You are not so confident that you can trust and you can go into trust. Trust needs great intelligence, courage, integrity. It needs a great heart to go into it. If you don't have enough intelligence, you protect yourself through doubt. If you have intelligence, you are ready to go into the unknown because you know that even if the whole known world disappears and you are left in the unknown, you will be able to settle there. You will be able to make a home there in the unknown. You trust your intelligence. Doubt is on guard. Intelligence keeps itself open because intelligence is known. Whatever happens, I will be able to take the challenge, to respond adequately. The mediocre mind has not that trust in itself. Knowledge is mediocre. To be in a state of not knowing is intelligence. And is awareness, and it is non-cumulative. Each moment that happens disappears. It leaves no trace behind, no existential trace. One comes out of it again pure, again innocent, again like a child. Don't try to understand life. Live it. Don't try to understand love. Move into love. Then you will know, and that knowing will come out of your experiencing. That knowing will never destroy the mystery. The more you know that much remains to be known. And that was from Osho. The book Courage, The Joy of Living Dangerously. BBS, I'm sorry I didn't let you know that I would probably want to break at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if that is something that you guys are ready to do and if you're running across the studio and sliding in your sock feet. But if it is a possibility, if we could go for a 2-minute break, that would be great. And then we could come back and I will pick up where we left off. So this is Sunshine, and I will see you guys in 2 minutes. Here comes my great music. Hello, everyone, and thank you. Welcome back. This is Sunshine coming to you on BBS Radio and TV, and this is Whiplash Talk. I am talking today about living an empowered life, a course that I'm taking from Lucia Nicola Evans. I really encourage any lady out there that is interested in moving forward in your walk through and just in knowing who you are and being empowered and on this way to ascension. I really encourage you to take this course, find the next time that she's putting it on and get signed up for it. It's worth everything. The ladies that I'm working with are truly, they're from all over the world, and I consider them soul sisters, as I would call them. Thank you, my sweet friend that keeps calling me her sister. So, Corinne, you're the best. I just want to continue on. We just finished reading from Osho the book called Courage, The Joy of Living Dangerously. And we just went over some things that might cause you to question yourself and how to be more focused on living an empowered life, be more cognizant of how you finished a sentence, and then possibly that will help you navigate and rework on, no, I don't want to look at me that way. I want to look at me this way. And then you can change that into, affirmations that you can walk in and embrace. So the next exercise that we have on our assignment this week is practice embracing things and people as they are and notice what happens. And I added a note to this. Embrace them as they are and not the way you want them to be or behave. Then observe how their countenance may change, good or bad. And then observe what also happens with you. So maybe take a 30,000 foot view of a situation that may have previously been a hot button for you, or as my mother would have said, a bone of contention with you. And maybe if someone is trying to do something, a child or a spouse or a loved one that you have, or a boss or a coworker is trying to do something that just presses your button, maybe you just take a step back and you embrace the things and the people as they are. And then just notice what happens. Notice what that energy does to that scenario. And observe that, write it down, and then reflect on it. And then reflect, is what you are trying to change in the way a thing happens at work or a thing happens at home or a person, if you not changing that and you not interjecting into that and just accepting as it is, was that received well and did it de-escalate the situation? And did it allow you to live empowered while staying centered in your heart center? So I thought that might be one that you guys would want to work on as well, since you're on Whiplash Talk and all it has to do with how we're going to get through this crazy walk we're on our way to ascension and becoming more aware of who we are and peeling back the layers, getting more out of our natural knowledge of who we identify as, like, I am this person at work, I am this person at home, I have this name, I have this physique, I have this title, I'm good at this. How do we take that person, put it on a shelf, and get to know the true person we really are? When I was talking to Lucia, she said something so profound that I literally grabbed the first thing I had to write on and I wrote it down. And it was, maybe it'll resonate with you, so I'm going to share it. She goes, How may I let go of the false me, meaning my status and my reputation and, you know, what I've accomplished in my career and it, all of that, everything that everybody has associated with you? How may I let go of the false me to allow the true me to live through me? Like, mic drop. I'm like, dang, Lucia, that was profound. And for any of you that know, Lucia Nicola Evans is also a poet. And I told her at the end of our conversation, I said, you realize that that's a poem waiting to be written by you. And so I can't wait to see what this poem's going to be. But how may I let go of the false me to allow the true me to live through me? Dang, that's good. I'm like, that's so good. So it was kind of like focusing on let the universe live you. Let the universe breathe through you. Let the universe live through you. Let the universe breathe through you. It was so good. So part of our affirmations, and I like affirmations. Some people don't. If you don't, that's okay. It's, you know, you be you, I'll be me, boo. It's good. So the affirmations for this week were really good. And they are, I am open to receiving. I am open to love. I know I am enough. I love me. I am present. I am loving awareness. And I trust myself. I'm going to go through these again, and there's one that I want to point out to you guys. It's a pretty vulnerable place for me to be, but I'm sure this whole show is based on vulnerability. And I know that there are people out there going through what I'm going through. They may be in a different place on the walk of getting to ascension, and they may have had different life-changing situations that triggered them into this walk. But I started this show because there was nobody else that was in the muck and mire making their way through it, just sharing with me their heart. I was always hearing the people that, it took me 7 years to get through the ascension or to get through the dark night of the soul. And, you know, but now they're all like clean fish and they're on the other side. And I was this really dirty fish that like, I'm not there. So I tend to be pretty real with you guys. And so in these affirmations, there's one that really spoke out to me, and I'll share a story about it. So the affirmations, again, if you wrote them down and you want me to clarify them for you, the first one is, I am open to receiving. The second one is, I am open to love. The third one is, I know I am enough. The fourth one is, I love me. This one is the one that really spoke to me, because my mother told me she loved me every day. And I know Bill loved me deeply. And with those two passing, I told my sweet friend Donna one day that I don't hear I love you anymore. And I promise you, every time I talk to her on the phone from that phone call on, she will never end the phone call without saying, I love you. Find your people that hear you and love you and we'll give you the little things that may not be a trigger point for some, but will be exactly what some need. And it's so easy. It's so easy to meet those needs for others, but you've got to speak what those needs are in your vulnerability, but only be vulnerable with people you trust. So I do tell me that I love me, and I actually have a little song. I may even sing it for you if I can get this frog out of my throat. I may even sing it for you. It's a sweet ditty. I got it from Jens on Beyond Mystic. I did a session with him. It was great, a really great session with him. And he gave me this song from friends out of Belgium. And it's a funny little ditty, but it's a great song. And so I will share it with you guys if I have time. And then the fourth one was I love me. The fifth one is I am present. The sixth one, I am loving awareness. And the seventh one is I trust myself. So, well, maybe I'll do the song now. I'll just do it now. I'm not warmed up, and you know, I'm not a recording artist, so you guys, you know, just hang with me. So just listen to the words. It's really cute, and we'll go from here. I'm sure I will sign my gold record label someday. But the song is called I Love Me, and it goes, I love me, I love me, I love me. I love me, I love me, I love me. I love me, 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 I love me as I be. I love me, I love me, I love me. Excuse me. So that just repeats and repeats and repeats. Works when you're vacuuming, works when you're driving in the car, works in the shower, works when somebody hasn't treated you very well. It's a fun little song, and so there you go. There's your song for the day. So I thought we would work a little bit on maybe a little bit of a closing meditation. There's a lot of swirling chaos going on right now, and the energy levels, there's just some weird energy out there. And, you know, sometimes we all just need to, you know, get together and do a little bit of a, you know, group meditation. You know, I'm not going to take you into the pits of, you know, hell or whatever. I promise it's just going to be just a quiet, peaceful meditation, just peaceful and energizing to kind of maybe just get you kind of centered for a few minutes during the day. And then you can get back to mowing the lawn or continue driving down the road with your long haul or whatever you're doing. So if you're not driving and you can take a few minutes to just find a quiet place and sit and close your eyes, I would ask you to do that. And if you are driving, please keep driving and don't close your eyes. But you're welcome to join me on this peaceful and energizing meditation. And I welcome you to we're just trying to find our center, find our plumb. If you're a surveyor, you'll know what I'm talking about. Just find your plumb line, find your center, and then embrace that. So I'll tell you what we're going to do before we do it, so that way we all know what we're doing. So we're going to take a few deep breaths to help us relieve stress and get focused. And we'll take a deep breath in through our nose for a count of 4 seconds. So we'll breathe in for 4 seconds, and then we'll hold our breath for 4 seconds, and then we'll gently exhale through our mouth for 8 seconds, and then we'll pause for 4 seconds, and then we'll repeat again, and we'll breathe in, and I'll guide it with you guys. The first one, I'll speak you through it, and the second, and maybe the third one, we'll just do it together. Okay, follow me. If you would like, go ahead and close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't. Please don't close your eyes. That would be very, very bad. So, okay, let's close our eyes, and here we go. Let's get kind of in a quiet mood, and let's just find our center. We're going to take a few deep breaths to help relieve that stress and get focused. So let's take a deep breath in through our nose for 4 seconds. 3, 4. Hold it for 4 seconds. 3, 4. Gently exhale through your mouth for 8 seconds. 5, 6, 7, 8. Then pause for 4 seconds. 3, 4. Okay, we're going to breathe in through our nose for 4 seconds. Pause for 4 seconds. Let's breathe in again through your nose. Hold. Exhale through your mouth. Pause for 4 seconds. One more time, breathe in through your nose. Hold. Gently exhale through your mouth for 8 seconds. Okay. Let's begin. Focus on energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. We now command our spirits to increase our light force energy. We now command our spirits to increase our light force energy. We now command our spirits to increase our light force energy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. We command our spirits to expand the divine energy that resides in us now. We command our spirits to expand the divine energy that resides in us now. We command our spirits to expand the divine energy that resides in us now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. We command our spirits to connect to our divine energy and expand it from now on. We command our spirits to connect to our divine energy and expand it from now on. We command our spirits to connect to our divine energy and expand it from now on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. We command our spirits to expand our energy forces now. We command our spirits to expand our energy forces now. We command our spirits to expand our energy forces. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Galore, galore, we have everything we desire and need and more. Galore, galore, we have everything we desire and need and more. Galore, galore, we have everything we desire and need and more. Repeat this after me. I am the consciousness. I am the energy that has created everything. I am the consciousness, and I am the energy that has created everything. I am the consciousness, and I am the energy in everything. I am Source. You are Source. You are not the physical body that has that reputation in the workplace or in your home or at school or on the playground. You are Source. You are the consciousness and the energy that created everything. You are the consciousness, and you are the energy in everything. You are Source. So to go ahead and get ready to finish the show today, I've got just a couple more commands that I think are very important. Just to send you on your way, protected and out there and into the world. So I now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. I now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. I now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine. I now command my spirit, our spirits, to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine, you or yours. I now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. I am so excited that you joined me today. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I am blissed. I am thrilled that you guys chose to join Whiplash Talks today. And I welcome you to have a wonderful 2 weeks. I will be back in 2 weeks. And we will pick it back up where we left off. I'll try to be led again on what needs to be talked about, and we will see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Whiplash Talks on BBS Radio and TV, and this is Sunshine saying, love you, mean it, bye.